Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the second parak of Maseches Beitza. Today we are learning parak Beis Mishnah Yod. And then we're going to begin the third parak of Maseches Beitza with parak Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Parak Beis Mishnah Yod is going to finish off the parak by discussing the laws of Tumah, Mukta, and Malacha as it pertains to the toy wagon of a child. It says the Mishnah, Agola Shel Katan Temeya, Midrash, that a child's toy wagon has what's referred to as Tumas Medrash, which means that it becomes an Av HaTumah, which is the greatest, highest level of Tumah, if a child sits in it when he is a Zav, which is also a type of Tumah, because it is made for a child to sit in. The law of Tumas Medrash states that when certain Tumay people, including a Zav, a Zava, and a Nida, put their weight on an object, it becomes tame with the same level of tumah as the person himself, which in this case would be an av hatumah. Now, usually, when one item transmits tumah to another, the tumah of the second item is weaker than the tumah of the first. So it'll be, if it's a rishon l'tumah, it'll become a sheni l'tumah. If it's an av hatumah, it'll become a rishon l'tumah, and so on and so forth. Now, in the case of tumas measures, however, the object that receives tumah becomes tame to the same extent as the source of the tumah. This halacha applies only to an object that is used typically to support the weight of a person, whether it be a chair or a bed. And the Mishnah is teaching us that a child's wagon is included in this halacha, since it is meant to support the weight of the child who sits in it. Therefore, if he is a zav, his wagon would become an av hatumah, just like him. Continuing in the Mishnah, v'niteles b'Shabbos, also such a wagon may be moved on Shabbos because it is not considered to be mukta. It's considered to be prepared from before Shabbos as a toy that's going to be played with. V'eina nigreres ela al gabe kalim, but it may not be dragged on Shabbos except over some sort of utensils, whether they be clothing and so on, that cover the ground, because otherwise it'll be making a little groove in the earth, which is prohibited under the malach of choresh, of plowing. That if you make a big furrow, a little bit of a groove in the earth, that's the malach of choresh, of plowing, which you're not allowed to do. So you got to make sure that it's going over clothing or something like that, so as not to make a furrow in the ground. Continuing in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol ha-kelim ein nigrarin, that all heavy utensils, whether it be a chair, whether it be a table, those types of things may not be dragged directly over the ground without some clothing and so on beneath them, because they're going to make clear grooves in the earth. However, says the Mishnah, chutz min ha-agala mipnei shehi ko veshes, except for a wagon, which says the Mishnah, may be pulled directly along the ground without anything underneath it, because it has wheels which do not make grooves in the earth, but they simply roll over it and press it down. The Bartanura points out, although the surface of the ground is lowered by the wheels pressing down on it, this is not considered plowing, since no earth is actually loosened as a result of it. Continuing now, as we begin the third parak with parak Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, and in other words, this parak specifically going to be dealing with the activities needed in order to provide meat for Yom Tov. Now, although the Torah allows us to perform malachos on Yom Tov that are ochal nefesh related, that will help us prepare food for that day, as we discussed previously, not all malachos are going to be allowed for this particular purpose. The Torah only permitted those malachos that are normally done close in the time of the eating, in small quantities, to prepare for a meal, whether it be kneading, whether it be baking, whether it be cooking, whether it be shechting and slaughtering, and so on and so forth. Those malachos done that are well in advance in large quantities, whether it be harvesting, whether it be threshing, whether it be sifting, are not allowed to be done on Yom Tov. So with this in mind, our Mishnah is going to discuss the status of the malacha of tzeda, of trapping animals, birds, and fish on Yom Tov. It says the Mishnah, in sudden dogim min habivarin biyom tov. You're not allowed to trap fish from a pond on Yom Tov, since trapping is not allowed, is one of the malachos that's not allowed on Yom Tov, even for the sake of ochel nefesh. Continuing in the Mishnah, ve'ein nosin lefnehem mizonos, nor are you allowed to put food in the pond for the fish to eat, since they can find what to eat on their own in the pond, and therefore feeding them is an unnecessary effort, and that's why many people mistakenly have the minhag of the custom to put food in the pond, let's say, when you're doing tashlich on Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to feed these random animals on a Yom Tov, they don't belong to you. If it's your own personal pet, then you can, but you can't go and feed the fish in the lake, in the ocean, in the river, whatever the case may be, on Rosh Hashanah or on any Yontiv. But says the Mishnah Aval, but Sodin Chayev Oof Min Habivarin, but you may trap wild animals, whether they be deer, whether they be birds, and so on, from a small bivarin, which literally means like an enclosed type of an area. This is different meanings in different contexts. In the case of fish, it refers to a small pond. In the case of wild animals, it refers to like this pen area. In the case of birds, it refers to a small pond, to a small like a roof kind of birdhouse, like a chicken coop. And in all cases, it's referring to a small enclosure that confines the animal that we are discussing. So in our case, you're allowed to trap wild animals and birds in these small types of enclosures, in which they have been placed before Yom Tov. These animals are considered fully trapped in these places, so that taking them from there is not considered to be a malacha. V'nosn lifneihem mizonos, and you're allowed to put food in the enclosures for them on Yom Tov, because these areas do not contain sufficient food for them on their own. However, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees just a little bit, and he says, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel clarifies, really more than disagree, he's clarifying the previous ruling, and he says, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, lo kol habivarin shavin, not all enclosures, not all places where animals are trapped are the same. The previous Tana did not intend to permit taking animals from all types of places. The Haklal says the Mishnah, this is the rule, kol hamechuser tzeda aser, any animal that still lacks trapping, because the place that they're in is so large that you have to literally chase the animal in order to catch it, so there it's forbidden to take the animal in Yom Tov. If the area is so big, then you coming in and taking the animal and trapping it there, that would be tzeda, which you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. V'she'ena mechuser tzeda, this is a very famous concept, but any animal that's not lacking trapping, meaning it's a place where it's very small and it's already trapped from before Yom Tov, then mutter, then in that situation is permitted, is allowed to take such an animal on Yom Tov. But again, it's all about whether it's mechuser tzeda or not. If it's a lacking trapping, then at that point you can't trap it because it's lacking trapping. You can't trap it. That would be aser on Yom Tov. But if it's ain't a mechuser tzeda, if it's not lacking the trapping, meaning if it's already trapped, then you are allowed to take it on Yom Tov. Quick review. Perek Beis Mishnah Yud discussed the wagon of a child, and we said, number one, a child's toy, a wagon is included in the halacha of Tumas Medrash. It's there to support the child, and therefore if a child is tummy to a certain degree, whether he's a zav and so on, then the wagon is going to contract the exact same level of tumah that the child has, unlike typically what happens when it goes down a level. Here, Tumas Medrash is going to maintain the same level of tumah. Number two, a child's wagon is not going to be mukta. It's allowed to be moved on Yom Tov or Shabbos. And the third case was that you're not allowed to drag such a toy on Shabbos unless it's over clothing that cover the ground, because we're concerned that the Noach of Choresh, they're going to come make a furrow, make some sort of a groove in the ground, which would be the Melach of plowing. However, Rabbi Huda disagrees only when it comes to this last situation. He says that all heavy items, whether it be chairs, tables, those things certainly cannot be dragged in the ground unless there's some kalim that it's going over, because that would be the malacha of Choresh. This is a classic example, as we've discussed a little bit earlier, of a davar she'ena miskavin, something that certainly isn't your intention to do. No one cares about making the furrow, and this is the classic example of that. And Rabbi Yehuda says that when it comes to the chutz min ha'agala, that the case of a wagon is a situation where you actually don't need to have any kalim under it, because it has wheels and it's not going to make a furrow in the ground. But this Mishnah seems to assume that, generally speaking, making a furrow in the ground, even though it's davar she'ena miskavin, would be a problem of Choresh, would not be allowed. And then Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, again discussing the Malacha of Tzeda, and it said that you're not allowed to trap fish from a pond on Yom Tov. You can't put food there for it to eat as well, but you're allowed to trap wild animals, whether it be deer, birds, and so on, in these small little enclosures, in order to take them. That's not considered a Malacha. You can put food in the enclosure for them as well, because we assume that these enclosures are small enough that, like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is going to explain, they're small enough where they're not mechusar seida, and therefore you're allowed to take them from there. And that was Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel's clarification, namely that it depends on what the enclosure is. If it's a wild and it can just go anywhere and you still have to chase it down, then it's mechusar seida. It's not considered to be trapped, and therefore you can't trap it on Yontif. But if it's ain't a mechusar seida, if it's not lacking trapping, meaning to say, if it's something that is fully trapped, then under those circumstances, you would be allowed to take it on Yom Tov. Have a great day.